President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad of Iran speaks at the United Nations yesterday. We'll discuss it today on JSecio Live.
Tonight exclusive, one of the world's most controversial figures, Iranian President Ahmadinejad. Next on Larry King Live.
Iran is the most peaceful and peace-demanding state in the Middle East.
Thanks for joining us. The hardline president of Iran spoke to the world today, addressing the UN General Assembly.
Today, the Zionist regime is on a definite slope to collapse, and there is no way for it to get out of the cesspool created by itself and its supporters. In Palestine, 60 years of carnage and invasion is still ongoing at the hands of some criminal and occupying Zionists. American empire in the world is reaching the end of its road, and its next rulers must limit their interference to their own borders.
I sat down with Iran's very opinionated president before the UN speech.
We have no problems with Jewish people. There are many Jews who live in Iran today. Why don't the Europeans just give them a territory? Or in Alaska, perhaps?
And he had some strong things to say. He made for a compelling one-on-one conversation.
Well, of course, the hostility has not been from our end until this day.
Today, the Zionist regime is on a definite slope to collapse.
We have always been interested in having friendly relations. The hostility has been one-sided.
Today, the Zionist regime is on a definite slope to collapse.
Those are the translated word of Ahmadinejad, the president of Iran. And folks, if you didn't think we are in a fight for the survival of Western civilization as we know it, well, you just got to take a listen to what we've been playing. We'll play other clips during the broadcast. The outrage, of course, is that on this Thursday evening, tomorrow evening, religious leaders supposedly representing the Christian faith are going to be meeting with Ahmadinejad for the purposes of having a dialogue. Now, how do you have a dialogue with someone that's just called for your annihilation of a UN member state, Israel, and also had disparaging things to say about the United States as well?
No, that's right. In fact, folks, I want to read a quote that Ahmadinejad said about the United States, because we talked a lot about, of course, Israel, his and the Zionist word that he always uses, but also the fact that American Christian organizations, church organizations operating in the United States are meeting with this man. Take out the Israel issue and just listen to what he has to say about the United States. The American empire in the world is reaching the end of its road, and its next rulers must limit their interference to their own borders. He's saying America's at the end of its road. And of course, he said, I want to read this again. Just you have to listen to the words he used. Quote, the Zionist regime is on a definite slope to collapse, and there is no way for it to get out of the cesspool created by itself and its supporters. And there are religious organizations, all calling themselves Christian organizations, meeting with and co-sponsoring an event with the Islamic Republic of Iran. The Mennonite Central Committee is sponsoring this event, along with the American Friends Services Committee, the Quaker United Nations Office, Religions for Peace, and the World Council of Churches. And listen to this, in consultation with the permanent mission of the Islamic Republic of Iran to the United States. That is what these Christian organizations are doing. We've got to stand up, folks.
Folks, this is a real battle. First of all, we want to hear from you. How outraged are you on this, that they're supposedly speaking for you? And what about the situation, the statements made by Iran? 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on there. I want to hear from you. 1-800-684-3110. Are these leaders talking for you? Talking for me? I don't think so. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us. Now, we're taking direct action. We are filing a formal letter of protest on this with these religious organizations as well as with UN officials. And folks, the president of Iran called for the destruction of the United States and Israel yesterday in a speech to the UN, which was applauded. We have to take direct action. I need everyone that's listening to me to send a signal that these people are not, these so-called Christian leaders are not speaking for us. You go to your phones right now. It is critical we hear from you. The number is 1-877-989-2255. Let me give you that number again. It's 1-877-989-2255. This is the same country that says apostasy, switching from Islam to Christianity, is punishable by death. We need to speak out against these so-called religious leaders meeting with this new Hitler. 1-877-989-2255. No grounds for appeasement here. 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is bringing his dangerous worldview to New York and the United Nations. His visit comes at a time when one of the largest organizations inside the UN, the Organization of the Islamic Conference, is pushing a disturbing resolution, an anti-Christian measure, in a world where Christians are being targeted because of their religious beliefs. Now, not only is the Iranian president addressing the UN, he's planning to meet with religious leaders from the U.S., religious leaders who will join Ahmadinejad for a special Muslim ceremony celebrating the end of Ramadan. That's right, religious leaders supporting a leader who rejects religious freedom and embraces terrorism, including the destruction of Israel. At a time when so many Jews and Christians are facing danger worldwide, this visit and celebration with the Iranian president is outrageous. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and sign on to our letter of protest. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online at aclj.org.
The Supreme Court of the United States granting review out of those Ten Commandment cases that we represent. This is a big, big case, huge ramifications.
It's a case that's likely to change the legal landscape in America, and the American Center for Law and Justice is at the forefront of this landmark legal battle. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow will present oral arguments to the Supreme Court on a critical First Amendment case involving the Ten Commandments and other displays.
This could help preserve upwards of 4,000 of these Ten Commandment monuments.
There's so much at stake with this Supreme Court case. Our history, our heritage is on the line. The ACLJ must get the High Court to overturn a disturbing decision, a ruling that could force cities and states to make a troubling choice: remove existing displays or permit any group to display any monument in public places. The briefs have been filed and oral arguments are set for November 12th at the Supreme Court. Jay and his legal team are intensely preparing for this case. This is the time to pray for Jay and his legal team. With so much at stake, your prayers are greatly appreciated. Thank you.
This is my right.
Today, the Zionist regime is on a definite slope to collapse, and there is no way for it to get out of the cesspool created by itself and its supporters.
Well, there you have it. I mean, you can't say it any clearer than Ahmadinejad said it himself. The Zionist regime is ready to collapse. The American empire is nearing collapse and should end its military involvement in other countries. And we've got Christian leaders, so-called, sitting down, co-sponsoring an event with Iran and acting as if they're speaking Jordan for all of us.
No, and what's really, I think, sick about these groups, I will use that word because it really is sick, the Mennonite Central Committee, the American Friends Services Committee, the Quaker United Nations Office, the Religions for Peace, and the World Council of Churches, their own people would be arrested, tortured, and killed in Iran if they were on the streets giving out information about their own religions. And they're sitting down to meet with Ahmadinejad to talk about this topic, not to have debates on religious freedom, not to talk about the persecution of the Christians and the fact that these organizations, whether they're liberal or left-wing or support the president of Iran, who could not even operate there without their own members being killed and tortured and arrested and harassed, are having a discussion and a forum with Ahmadinejad, co-sponsored with the Iranian government, entitled, "Has Not One God Created Us?" So they're going to use their, I think it's the fourth opportunity for the Mennonite Central Committee to speak with Ahmadinejad to talk about the creation by one God and not hold his feet to the fire and not even try to do that. They're not even trying to make this a forum. Remember the Columbia University scandal? This goes way beyond that. This is, let's bring him in, this psychotic person, and you can tell that from the language he used in the speech. I mean, you go back and look what he said. We're going to bring him in and talk about God's creation. Listen to what he said about Israel's 60th anniversary. Those who think that by holding anniversary feasts that they could save or revive this rotten and stinking corpse are badly mistaken, and they should know that their names would be registered in the Zionist criminal record. That's what he said about the 60th anniversary of Israel. He said the American empire is coming to the end of its road. Dad, we got a lot of phone calls coming on this. Let's go right.
Well, before we do that, Jordan, let me say this, folks. We've got to take direct action here. I'm in our southeastern regional offices today, out of the office, but I wanted to be on radio because of my concern that these religious leaders are supposedly speaking. It's going to give an aura of legitimacy to a regime that is bent on the destruction of freedom-loving people everywhere, including the very people that he's supposedly meeting with. But we've got to send a message to these religious organizations, as the International Religious Liberty Commission has done from the Congress, that this is outrageous. So here's what I've got to have everybody's help on this. You literally need to go with me and do this, and here's how you do it. You go to your phones right now, and you call the number, and you add your name to this petition of protest, this letter of protest, and we're going to have a loud voice saying, you're not speaking for us. You're not giving legitimacy to a tyrant. Here is the phone number. Go to your phones now and make that call. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. But folks, please call that number and have your voice heard again. 1-877-989-2255.
Doug's calling from Virginia on line 5. Doug, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Doug.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, guys. I'm going to piggyback on some of what you've already covered, but my question is this, and it's like three, and I'll shoot them at you here really, really fast. Is this new legislation in Iran retroactive? Also, does it affect in the same way those who would proselytize? Also, if someone is not an Iranian citizen but happens to travel over there and discover that they are a former Muslim, could it also affect a non-citizen going over here? And lastly, has anybody talked to any of these groups, any representatives of these groups, and asked them about our own brothers and sisters being killed as a result of simply being Christians? How do they react to that?
Yeah, those are great questions, Doug. Let me answer the first two and let Jordan, who's very concerned about the last question that you asked. The first two, the Iranian parliament voted last week in favor of the bill stipulating the death penalty for apostasy. Now, this is the same guy that's speaking and lecturing us at the UN yesterday, Ahmadinejad. The bill was approved by 196 votes, 4, 7 against, and 2 abstentions. As far as retroactivity, under Sharia law, it's always retroactive. They don't have what we call proactive or previous litigation or new laws coming up and not applying to previous situations. They don't operate under a democratic system of governance. They operate under Sharia law. So it is the law now, and it will certainly be applied retroactively. It's not going to just be new converts. It'll be anyone that's converted. We've got a real case, in fact, now in the United Kingdom where it could affect people in Syria. So this Iranian legislation, which affects Iran, is the death penalty for apostasy, which means changing your faith. The ramifications of that are very serious. Now, the thing about these religious leaders is, Jordan, your concern is that they've had other opportunities and they refuse to bring up the issue of the persecution and the threats against Israel and the persecution of Christians actually in prison now.
This is the fourth time the Mennonite Central Committee has had this meeting with Ahmadinejad. Of course, the other organizations, the American Friends Services Committee, Quaker United Nations Office, Religions for Peace, World Council of Churches, these are all Christian organizations. But the truth is, and Doug, to answer your call, there's no religious freedom in Iran. You and I cannot get on a plane and start talking about Jesus on the street. The Mennonites can't do it. The Quakers can't do it. The only thing Ahmadinejad will bring in Americans to do is Holocaust denial conferences. So he picks out those kind of Americans to bring over to Iran. But there's no religious freedom there. You see how long one of these groups would last on the street talking about their faith to Muslims in Iran. It wouldn't happen, which is the sick thing here. There are people in prison in Iran now for becoming Christians. Now, if these organizations are truly Christian, how can they sit down and just have a discussion about has not one God created us and not use any time they have with this person, not to let him use it as a PR stunt and a public relations stunt? And these groups are being used, but the sick thing is they know the facts. There's no way they don't know the facts here, and they don't care. They're disregarding them. They are co-sponsoring an event with the Republic Federation of Iran. It's unbelievable, folks. You got to get involved right now. Call 1-877-989-2255, our toll-free number. Sign this letter of protest to these organizations. And, of course, to those at the United Nations putting these together, meaning giving him that forum, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Let's go back to the phones. Paul is calling from Arkansas on line 6. Paul, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you, gentlemen. Hi, Jay. How are you?
Good.
Wanted to make a quick comment. I tuned in and heard you talking about the president of Iran. I watched his speech on C-SPAN, and the arrogance that gentleman gave the people asking questions, especially the young lady from the Boston Globe, when she spoke about the two, I believe it was film students that were incarcerated last year, and he just blew her off. And I don't like for the so-called religious leaders speaking up for me to a bully, to a radical. It's time that we stand up to this problem that we are facing and take action. It's time to be reactive instead of sit back and wait. We've seen what people do in positions that he has, And it's time for us to stand up and be accountable. And that's about all I got to say.
Well, no, I appreciate you calling in, and you're absolutely correct. It is time right now for everybody that is concerned about this, and I can't imagine anyone listening to this broadcast is not. There are two Christians right now from Muslim backgrounds in jail in Iran right now waiting their court verdicts on their apostasy charges. Folks, these Christian leaders, so-called, are meeting with this group, or this president of Iran, co-sponsoring an event with the People's Republic of Iran, and they're supposedly speaking for us. We've got to make a very, very loud and clear statement. So everyone that's listening to the broadcast, you go to your phones right now and add your name. I need you to do this. Add your name to this petition of protest, 1-877-989-2255. This is critical, 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. But you go to your phones now. Have your voice heard on this. 1-877-989-2255. Jordan, who's next?
There's an interesting part of a news story we're looking at. I just want to read the first sentence of the story. Tuesday, September 23rd, 2008, will go down in history as the day the United Nations General Assembly provided a platform for a head of state to spew unadulterated, vile anti-Semitism, and the assembled nations of the world clapped. The only two countries not in attendance were Israel and the United States. Let's go back to the phones. Ray is calling from North Carolina on line one. Ray, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hello. Hi. Thank you for taking the call.
Sure.
Yes. I have an observation, but I just want to say, first of all, that Israel is a very vibrant, alive democracy. It is not a corpse. But my observation is, I believe the World Council of Churches are trying to use a failed approach, just like Neville Chamberlain tried to use just before World War II.
You're exactly correct. This is appeasement all over again. This guy's already, and their government has already wreaked havoc on its own citizens, but it's only going to get worse. And you got now Christian leaders supposedly speaking out, saying, giving him the legitimacy to have these discussions. And they're not discussing, Jordan, what you said is critical. They're not discussing the issue of these people in jail facing apostasy charges or Christians being persecuted.
No, that's right. There are two Christians in jail. Now they're about to make it a mandatory death sentence. Now, Iran already has a criminal penalty for leaving Islam and becoming a Christian or leaving and turning to any faith. And the death penalty was an option for courts. This law is just making it mandatory. You could already be killed in Iran for becoming a Christian. It was definitely a crime, definitely punishable by jail and, of course, torture. Now it's going to be mandatorily punishable by death, Dad.
Here's what we've got to do, folks. We've got to stand up against this. We've got to hold these religious leaders accountable and hold the UN accountable. Here's the number. You go to your phones right now. Add your name. It's critical. 1-877-989-2255. A petition of protest to these religious leaders. 877-989-2255. ACLJ.org for updated information. But you go to your phones. 877-989-2255.
Now there's a great new way to stay in touch with the American Center for Law and Justice, ACLJ Wireless. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
With ACLJ Wireless, you'll get special updates from me and be able to get critical information fast, right from your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
The ACLJ Wireless service, 10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. Choose from the most popular phones. Flexible and affordable calling plans starting at $29.99 with every 6 months of service free. And keep your existing cell number.
By using ACLJ Wireless, you're helping the ACLJ stand up for your rights.
ACLJ Wireless Service from ACLJ Member Services. Call now. 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at acljwireless.com. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is bringing his dangerous worldview to New York and the United Nations. His visit comes at a time when one of the largest organizations inside the UN, the Organization of the Islamic Conference, is pushing a disturbing resolution, an anti-Christian measure, in a world where Christians are being targeted because of their religious beliefs. Now, not only is the Iranian president addressing the UN, he's planning to meet with religious leaders from the U.S., religious leaders who will join Ahmadinejad for a special Muslim ceremony celebrating the end of Ramadan. Ramadan. That's right, religious leaders supporting a leader who rejects religious freedom and embraces terrorism, including the destruction of Israel. At a time when so many Jews and Christians are facing danger worldwide, this visit and celebration with the Iranian president is outrageous. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and sign on to our letter of protest. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online at ACLJ.org.
If the crimes were committed in Europe, why should the Palestinian people be victimized as a result? All right, in Europe, why don't the Europeans just give them a territory? Or in Alaska, perhaps. They can give them a territory anywhere they like. But why pay from the pocket of some other people?
Well, there you have it. The anti-Semitism spewing, the anti-American spewing right at the UN. And we've got Christian leaders tomorrow night going to have dinner with him, not discussing the plight of the fact that there are Christians in right now in Iran facing the death penalty because they've left Islam to become Christians, but rather discussing some theory about one God creating all of us. And this is the nature of what these Christian leaders are doing. And the outrage is pouring in huge numbers. And, folks, I need you to join with me on this and with our team and speak out. And here's the number. It's 1-877-989-2255. We're lodging a formal protest on this. They're calling for the destruction of Israel from the platform of the UN and the United States. And we've got to speak out. And we've got to speak out aggressively on this. So you go to your phones right now and add your name to this petition of protest, this letter of protest. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. And during the break, Jordan, you were saying that this whole idea that they're sitting down just is absolutely mind-boggling.
It really is sick to me. You know, people can say, you know, the news media can sit down. Even a pastor on his own, maybe working through one of these organizations, who thought, okay, let's give him a shot. Let's talk to him and try to figure this out. But that not publicly, not making it some public relations event, and media event where you're co-sponsoring an event with the Iranian government. That is unbelievable. These churches are co-sponsoring an event and organizations with a country that kills you if you become a Christian, that puts you in jail if you become a Christian, that puts you in jail if you leave Islam. You don't even have to become a Christian. Just leaving Islam. Let's go right to the phones. We got a call coming in. Sadiq is calling from New York on line one. Sadiq, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Yes, hello. I just really want to make a comment. I came from that part of the world, and I'm wondering those so-called Christians, why they do not really waste their energy to help the Muslim converts like myself here in the United States and trying to give them safe haven and to help them. I mean, going there, wasting their time, meeting with people like this, is Ahmadinejad is going to change the death penalty against people like myself, for instance? No, they are not going to. It doesn't matter what they do with these people. I born and raised in that faith, and I grew up, and I know how those people think about the West and about us. And I'm just trying to leave this comment for the Christians out there that just have, there are a lot of converts here in America who are really suffering. They have loved ones back there. They can bring them. They are scared to go back there, for instance, for whatever reason, to visit their homeland. They also have problems over there. I have been through this since 1988. And I'm just see these Christians rallying around and running around and trying to please this guy, whether him or anybody else coming from that part of the world, they will never, ever say, okay, you guys are good people, we are going to have peace, or we are going to...
Well, listen, we agree with you, Sadiq, and we want to encourage people to be praying for you and your family and others. But this, folks, this gives you, these calls that are coming in on our radio lines, and there are real Christians who've had really been impacted by the situation. And it's really serious. And Ahmadinejad is sitting down tomorrow with supposed Christian leaders from the Mennonite and the Quakers and the World Council of Churches, and they're not going to discuss the plight of Christians that are awaiting execution in Iran for becoming Christians. Now, is this not absurd? I think it's absolutely outrageous. And then on top of that, add the anti-Semitism that's coming in. We need to send a message to the Jewish community. We need to send a message to our brothers and sisters within the Christian community that we're not tolerating this and that this guy is not speaking for us. So here's what we want you to do. Everyone that's listening right now, go to your phones. You're hearing these calls come in. These people are pleading for help. Go to your phones right now and add your name to this letter of protest that we are going to deliver to these so-called religious leaders. But you've got to speak out. On September 25th, that is tomorrow night, they're going to meet. They're hosting a dinner reception, and they're hosting it with Iran as the co-sponsor of this. This is the man who's called for the annihilation of the Jewish state of Israel, rejects religious freedom, embraces terrorism, has been the primary sponsor of terrorism, and is now calling for the destruction of the United States. Let's go to your phones right now and add your name of protest on this. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Let's go right to the phones. Dwight's calling from Oregon on line 3. Dwight, welcome to JSEC You Live.
Hi, Dwight.
Hi, it's Father Conrad, and I have 3 comments. The first is, I object to your use of the word so-called Christians.
I didn't say so-called Christians. I said so-called Christian leaders.
So-called. I object to
so-called Christian leaders. I did not say so-called Christians. Okay, go ahead.
Well, there still are Christian leaders. And Jesus would have sat down with Ahmadinejad simply because he taught us that we are to love those who hate us from the cross.
And do you think that Jesus would have sat down with him and rebuked him, or do you think he would have just had dinner with him and had a pleasant conversation about theology? When there are people that follow Jesus that are in jail facing a death sentence. Hold on, Father. Facing a death sentence. What do you think Jesus would do?
I think Jesus would have sat down with them, worshipped with them, and then...
Worshipped with Ahmadinejad? I don't think so. I don't think Jesus... I'm sorry. Father, thank you for your call. I think this is the problem, folks.
And let me go through some of the denominations, too, because we've had calls about that, too. And the World Council of Churches represents Anglican, Baptist, Lutheran, Methodist, and Reformed churches around the world and various denominations within. Now, that doesn't include the Southern Baptist Church, but the Baptist Church. And there are a lot of churches who may not even realize. You may go to one of those churches, and maybe they don't realize what this organization is doing. But the truth is you can distort this because you could say, yeah, Jesus would sit down with someone and have that discussion. But Jesus would not worship with that person, would not make a public relations event out of it and a media event out of it. And Christian organizations shouldn't be doing that either. It's inappropriate. If you want to have a one-on-one dialogue about the hatred, about the murders, about the killing of Christians, those organizations can go and do that while Ahmadinejad is at the UN. But to co-sponsor an event and talking about just the creation and by God, that is unbelievable and it's uncalled for and it's not right.
Yeah, and let me tell you something. If you study the scriptures and study them thoroughly, you'll understand that Jesus rebuked people that did these kind of things and would speak right to them. And he could do that as the Son of God and as the Son of Man. And he could speak the truth. And for these leaders, so-called, and I will say so-called, because I don't think anybody that is in leadership would not meet with Ahmadinejad for discussions of theology, while two Christians right now, and I've got their names, folks, Mahmoud Mohammed Mateen Azad, who's 40 years old, and Arash Ali Bezerat, are both charged with apostasy. So when the person that just called was talking about Jesus sitting down, Jesus would have demanded their release. And this is absurd, and we've got to speak out against this. Let's try to grab one call very quickly.
Ben's calling from Texas on line 6. Ben, quickly, you're on the air.
Hi, Ben. Very quick.
I was just wondering if there have been any talking points released as to what this group is trying to accomplish by this.
They want an ongoing. They want an ongoing open dialogue. They're talking about that we're all created with one God, and we should have peace because of that. And they are appeasers, which means that they believe that someone could go to the floor of the UN and say the kind of hatred that this guy spewed out, and they're willing to not only dialogue with them but co-sponsor events with them. And friends, and Ben, I appreciate your call. Friends, we need to speak out against this. This is outrageous, and frankly, it is absurd. So, if you don't want these people speaking for you, you call me right now. Add your name to this petition that we're lodging with them. It's 1-877-989-2255. Let me give you that number again. And everyone that's listening needs to call us on this. 1-877-989-2255. And Jordan, this is literally outrageous what's about to happen.
No, it is sick. These people are being killed. There are people in prison. There are people in jail just for leaving their faith. And when we talk about this, folks, we get calls from real people who've had to live through this situation, which is why we have got to stand up really against these organizations and tell them how wrong this is, how this is not right, and we're not going to let them speak for Christianity or the Christian community around the world. Call right now, 877-989-2255, to join the letter of protest to let your voice be heard. 877-989-2255.